Hachette Audio presents Postscript, written by Cecilia Ahern, read by Amy Huberman.
Prologue. Shoot for the moon, and even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. It's engraved on my husband's stone at the graveyard. It was a phrase he often used. His optimistic, cheery inflection oozed positive self-help phrases as though they were fuel for life. Positive words of reinforcement like that had no effect on me. Not until he died. It was when he spoke them to me from his grave that I really heard them. I felt them. I believed them. I clung to them. For a full year after his death, my husband Jerry continued his life by giving me the gift of his words in surprise monthly notes. His words were all I had. No more spoken words, but words. Written from his thoughts, from his mind, from a brain that controlled a body with a beating heart. Words meant life, and I gripped them, hands clasped tightly around his letters until my knuckles went white and my nails dented my palms. I hung on to them like they were my lifeline. It's 7 p.m. on the 1st of April, and this fool is reveling in the new brightness. The evenings are stretching, and the short, shocking, sharp sting of winter's slap is being nursed by spring. I used to dread this time of year. I favoured winter when everywhere was a hiding place. The darkness made me feel that I was concealed behind gauze, that I was out of focus, almost invisible. I revelled in it, celebrating the shortness of the day, the length of the night, the darkening sky, my countdown to acceptable hibernation. Now I face the light. I need it to prevent me from being sucked back. My metamorphosis was similar to the instant shock the body experiences when dipped into cold water. On impact, there's the overwhelming urge to shriek and leap out, but the longer you remain submerged, the more you acclimatize. The cold, like the darkness, can become a deceptive comfort you never want to leave. But I did. Feet kicking, an arm sweeping, I pulled myself up to the surface. Emerging with blue lips and chattering teeth, I thawed and I re-entered the world. Transitioning day to night, in transitional winter to spring, in a transitional place. The graveyard, considered a final resting place, is less peaceful beneath the surface than above. Below the soil, hugged by wooden coffins, bodies are altering as nature earnestly breaks down the remains. Even when resting, the body is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?